When was the last time you were told, you cannot sing? Actually, for us, it wasn't that long ago. We got called into a meeting, and they were saying no more singing on the air because we were embarrassing ourselves.
We get told that kind of often, actually, because, you know, from time to time, we forget.
Yeah, we like to sing. We're not supposed to, though. Trending is powered by Cricket. Joining Cricket Nation is your hack for pricey holiday shopping, because at Cricket Wireless, you can get 4 5G lines for only $25 per line. Smile, you're on Cricket. They're saying it could be another billion-dollar weekend. I don't know if I'm buying all this, but remember Barbenheimer? That's when Barbie and Oppenheimer were squished together because they were released the same weekend and everybody went to go see both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Glicked Weekend.
Oh, man, this is exciting.
Glicked. So, up first, Big G, Gladiator 2.
I own you now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do.
Am I the only one that didn't realize this movie was coming out till about, I don't know, a week ago? I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, no, they've been talking about it for a while. Mm. You must have, like, you know, had your head in the sand. Were you a big fan of part one?
No, I never saw it.
Right. So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Right.
It was a huge film. Russell Crowe, actor of the year, right? Mm-hmm. And director of the year, I believe, for that movie, too. I thought it was going to stink, but people are actually saying the reviews are good, so.
And then the wicked part, the icked part of Glicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City. Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't it possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
And they're having all these special sing-along versions of the movie.
Okay.
But if you don't go to a sing-along version, AMC, the movie theater, they put out a warning. Here's a terrible news clip explaining the rules of watching Wicked.
And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
No flirting.
No flirting. And absolutely no name calling.
I don't know why there's a guy in the background just yelling Jamie.
Yeah, me neither.
Jamie! Jamie, is that you? Are you going to sing at the movie?
Yeah, maybe he's the singer of the group.
I have no idea.
I mean, how are they going to enforce that? They're really going to kick people out of the theaters? I don't know. Now, believe it or not, it is the first time in a very long time that I am going to the movies on premiere night. And shockingly enough, I am not going to see Gladiator 2. I'm going to see Wicked.
Is that because your wife Alicia is making you?
No,
you
I suggested it to my wife to take it's a little date. We're going to go this afternoon, as a matter of fact, because it's 3 hours long. If I don't go in the afternoon, there's no way I make it through the movie.
I don't think you stay awake past the first hour of
it. It's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a coffee before we go.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, 3 hours. Three hours is long. The chairs recline.
Are you going to wail or sing? Or flirt?
I don't know any of the songs.
Or name call?
I didn't see the show on Broadway.
So,
I did not read the book or whatever it is that there might be the source material. So I have no idea what's going on here.
Material.
Yeah. I mean, I read Oz a thousand years ago.
My daughter is a theater kid, so she is into all this. But I was never into this either.
Yeah.
So when everybody knows all the words to Defying Gravity and Popular, I kind of just smile and nod my head and move my mouth and pretend like I do too, but I don't. I don't know the words.
Alicia saw it, but you know, I'm going to eat a lot of candy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get some nachos and some popcorn. Probably spend $1,000 on those things.
It's true.
And then
it'll be a nice day out.
Yeah, it'll be a nice day out. I'll let you know how it goes.
Wicked Weekend is here. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo starring in what they're saying will be the Barbie of this year. But there's one rule, according to a certain movie brand.
And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing.
I don't hate this.
You know what? I don't hate the rule either, because I think that people, obviously it's theatrical, so people will be way over the top with it, and it's very passionate for some people. If you want to go to a show where people are doing the singing, I think that's cool too.
They have sing-along theaters, but AMC, if you're going to one that's not, they're like, don't even try it. And the thing is there's a lot of popular songs from Wicked.
I'm sure. Like, I mean, if people have seen it and they're a fan of it, some of these things are very big to them. They're crucial.
Right. Like, if I played this for you. Go, Raven. Kevin, go.
The commitment that you will see. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to worry about me singing because I never saw the show.
And you don't know the words.
I don't know any of the words.
It's the most famous song from the movie.
Perfect.
And it goes.
Yeah, I mean, hearing like a regular person next to me trying to sing that is
right.
Wouldn't be very appealing.
And
right?
The truth of the matter is like, even if you think you know the words,
yeah,
you probably don't. So we went around the office and we asked random people to sing it, and this is what it sounded like.
Oh boy.
Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high.
Wow.
Defying Uh-oh. Gravity.
Not bad.
No, I mean, really not terrible. Honestly,
right.
I thought it would be worse. And I feel like they knew most of the words, if not all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell them how I have defied gravity. I love this musical. I saw it when it came out. Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth. I was obsessed. It was fantastic.
He doesn't know the rest of the words.
Or I was going to say.
Yeah, John would have kept singing if he knew the rest of the words. Yeah. He definitely did not.
Feels like a more like I was hot for them kind of thing, more than like I was into the music and right. moved by it.
Right.
I feel. Tell them how I'm going to make them melt with water. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Most people don't know.
Bad.
Don't feel bad. That was pretty bad.
I don't think there's going to be any enforcement in the theater I'm in. I'm going to like a discount theater, not AMC. So. Mm-hmm. They kind of let just people run wild there. I wonder what I'm in for.
Are they going
to
sing like this?
Oh, I am defying gravity.
I think I'd be lucky.
I mean, not
be lucky to get some of that.
If AMC says it, I'm with them. Like, don't let them sing. Who wants to listen to that sitting next to you for 3 hours?
Well,
nobody.
Good luck.
Yeah.